So a long time after King Saul, who lived and died and was replaced by King David, there's another man in the Bible named Saul. And this Saul isn't a king. He was a citizen and a scholar and a lawyer. But he did have one thing in common with King Saul, and that is he was convinced that he had enemies and he needed to spend his time trying to track down and destroy those enemies. But this Saul lived hundreds of years after King Saul. And the Saul we're talking about today made it his job to track down people who were followers of the way of Jesus. He thought those people were his enemies and enemies of his religion. And so he would go all around trying to find them. And when he found them, he would arrest them and bring them to jail, where he really hoped that they would be punished. He spent his time chasing down people who loved Jesus. So one day he was on the road to a city called Damascus because he'd heard that there were some friends of Jesus there and he wanted to go and arrest them. While he was walking along the road, suddenly he was surrounded by bright flashing light and he fell down on the ground. And he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul couldn't see who was talking, and so he called out, "Who are you?" And the voice said, "I'm Jesus, the one you're trying to harm. Now I want you to get up and go into the city, and in 3 days, you'll be told what to do." Well, the people who were traveling with Saul heard the voice as well, but they couldn't see anybody. They couldn't see where it was coming from. When Saul managed to stand up, it was clear that although his eyes were open, he couldn't see anything. And so his friends had to take him by the hand and lead him into the city of Damascus. And they took him to a house, and for 3 days, Saul stayed there, and he didn't eat anything, and he didn't drink anything. After 3 days, a man named Ananias came knocking at the door. Ananias came in the house and said, "Brother Saul, I've been sent here by the Lord Jesus who met you on the road to restore your sight and fill you with the Holy Spirit." And Ananias put his hands on either side of Saul's face as he said those words. And when he was finished talking, something like, kind of like scales fell off of Saul's eyes and he could see again. And so he ate a little bit of food and he was baptized and he started feeling stronger and feeling better. And now Saul kept on traveling, but this time instead of traveling to try to find and arrest the followers of Jesus, he spent his time traveling to tell people about the love of God as was expressed in Jesus Christ. He himself had become a follower of the way. And over time, people stopped calling him Saul, and they started calling him Paul. It was almost like he was a whole new person. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for showing us the truth, and we thank you for turning us around and getting our hearts and our feet set on the right pathway. We ask that you would help us always to rely on you for strength as you have given us the mission of sharing your love with other people. Amen.